Want to stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, our first item is the election of board president. So at this time, I'll accept nominations for board president.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Rock as board president.
Anyone second?
I'll second it, sure.
Are there any other nominations for school board president? No? All in favor of Mike Rock being the president, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Congratulations.
And Mike, I'll swear you in.
Frank, thank you. Your pay is going to be
double. Double board members pay every year.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
That I'll faithfully discharge
the duties of the office of school board president.
School board president.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And now.
Now I ask you to fill out an outline.
Okay.
And hold it. And here's your folder. You get mine. Yep. Okay. Now you swear me in this.
Raise your hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I'll support the Constitution of the United States.
That I'll support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of district clerk.
Of district clerk.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability. Thank you very much.
And at this time, I'm going to turn the board meeting right over to you.
Thank you very much. Over here. Stay right there. You're good. And at this time, I'd like to open the floor for nominations for vice president. And I would like to nominate Roxanne Waters as candidate for vice president. Second from Mr. LaChapelle. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations, Roxanne. Give her a call, let her know if you went okay. Okay, appointments. Anybody have any problems if we just read these all together?
No? I don't.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the following individuals to the following positions. Kim Manning as school district clerk. Kristen Oben as the extracurricular accounts treasurer. Glens Falls National as our official depository for school funds. Kim Manning is our records retention and disposition officer. Kim Manning also is records access officer. Jenkins, Beecher, and Bethel as our independent auditors for the district. The Whitehall Times to serve as our official newspaper. Gervin and Ferlazzo as our school attorneys. Kristen Oben as school district treasurer. Me as the deputy treasurer in the event that Kristen is unavailable. Danielle Palmer to school tax collector. And Joyce Liefert to the internal claims auditor positions.
We have a motion to support those nominations.
So moved.
Second. We have Mr. Barber, second. Mr. LaChapelle. All those in any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now we have authorizations. Again, any problems if we read these all together? No? I don't. Mr. Dean?
Okay, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the following. The authorization of blanket bonding of the treasurer, tax collector, and extracurricular accounts and bank courier. Authorization for the school business manager and or superintendent to sign purchase orders. Authorization to establish a petty cash fund for the treasurer in the amount of $100. Authorization for the school business manager to invest the funds of the district. Authorization for the business manager to pay in advance of audit claims for public utility services, postage, and freight and express charges, also invoices which take advantage of cash discounts.
We have a motion to support those authorizations.
So moved.
Mr. Blaschke-Bell.
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And next we have board meetings. And so this was actually approved in April, the actual scheduling for the 2019-2020 school year. Do we need to re-vote on that?
At this point, we just want to ensure that these dates are still going to work for the Board of Education, and that no board member that's coming on the board, new Board of Education member, is unable or unwilling to meet on the scheduled dates.
Okay. And that brings us up to, actually, and before I do this, I just want to make a quick administrative announcement to everybody. So what I'll do is I'll send you guys out a list of who's on what committees, and then we'll just take a look. Right now we got six committees. We got audit, finance, policy, building and grounds, technology, health and welfare, and athletic. And with eight of us, not counting myself, that's going to be two committees per person, two individuals. Lucky individuals get three committees, and then I'll do my best to participate in all. So I'll get the list out for you guys, and or give you your brothers on what you'd like to do for this year.
Okay.
And the last thing, Frank and I have talked about this quite a bit, and I've talked to Mr. D about it. We'll look at maybe sometime, potentially in August, depending on what people's schedules are, doing just a special workshop so the board can come together to discuss. And what we'd like to do is just take a look at our current mission and goals, and just, I think it's been maybe 7 years since they've been looked at, and just start the school year off and maybe put a fresh face on the mission statement and the goals. So we'll figure out what dates potentially work for all board members, because we want everybody there, obviously. And then we'll look at that. It'll just be a special workshop for that purpose.
Sure.
So
good.
More to follow.
Mike, if I could just interject here. The board meetings, even though those dates were approved, this is for the times and the place.
Okay,
if we could just vote on that,
okay,
the time
so
and place.
Okay, so let's create a motion. So the motion is to not only approve the dates, but the times and the locations. So
correct.
A motion for that?
Yes.
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Barber, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
And now we're up to visitors' comments. If anybody's got any comments pursuant to the reorganization meeting, please bring them up at this time. Kind of quiet. And having said that, we're coming right up on 6 o'clock, so that's a good time. Do you have a motion to adjourn the reorganization meeting?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second?
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I guess we can go ahead and roll right into the regular meeting. So we call the meeting to order. Please stand and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'd like to start off my comments really quickly with thanking Mr. Frank Barber for 2 years of leading the board, giving us guidance, leadership at the helm, and did a lot of work behind the scenes, spent a lot of time up here, was at all the committee meetings, and 2 years is a long time, so thank you very much.
exists. He's not going anywhere, so I can still call him and talk to him.
That's right.
Secondly, I'd like to take this, it's my honor and privilege to welcome Judy Gould to the table as our brand new high school, our elementary principal. And then two quick announcements, just kind of good news stuff. We had a large golf tournament on Saturday. It was the Tommy Sinclair Organ Donor Awareness Fund and Mark Mahalan's Kelly's Angels. And the beneficiaries this year for the first tournament were our now alumni of the Still Railroader, Tyler Michaud and John Rivet. So we did really, really well at that tournament, raised a lot of money. That money will be going to the two families to help them out with the hard times they're going through right now. So thank you to anybody who had anything to do with that or participated. It certainly is for our railroader kids. And then next is, we're going to probably have a chicken barbecue on the 3rd of August, which is a Saturday, and that's going to be to benefit the girls' soccer team and the girls' softball team. And so we're working at a boy hunt and all the kids on the teams.
It's a basketball night.
And, you know, I'm sorry, basketball and soccer, not softball, basketball and soccer. Thank you. Because we'll do one for softball later, more than likely, with Chris Baskin. So that one's coming up in August. So spread the word and please come out. And this year, just really quickly, the course doesn't change at all. We've got a really solid board. We're all very close. We work very tightly with the administration. There's good lines of communication. And the biggest thing coming up this year, more than likely, is just to do our preparation for the upcoming infrastructure project. So I know there's a lot of things we'll be doing relevant to that, just to get us ready to implement that. And it was awesome. I'm sure everybody here at this table knows, but the academic results for this year were just incredible. So hopefully that trend is going to continue as well. So it's all good news. So no major changes. We'll just stay the course. And that's all I have to say to anybody else. Any other members have anything they want to share? Hopefully I haven't heard any reports on Pat. I think she's even okay.
I actually sent an email to Pat today to see how she was doing. She did respond back, and I put those notes someplace, which are probably still sitting on the desk in my office. She said she was recovering well. She was feeling good. The part that seems to be hurting her the most is the muscle repair around the joint replacement. She's doing well. She's going to therapy and looking forward to being 100% back on her feet. And she was very appreciative and thankful to the board and admin for sharing with her.
Yeah, so keep her in your prayers, and also Carrie's not with us tonight. I think she's with her husband who's in the hospital, so keep them in your prayers as well. And having said that, we're on to Mr. Dean's comments.
Hey, I too, Frank, thank you. It's been a great past couple of years having the opportunity to work with you. Certainly, I think everything that's been started by the board in conjunction with the administrative staff here at the school is leading well in a very positive direction. Thanks for your guidance and your leadership, and certainly look forward to working with Mike as we move forward as well. I too want to thank Judy. I think she's been a little wide-eyed this week, busy, but all is chugging along well up there at the elementary school. If you didn't see my notes this past week, we've got almost a third of our student body, about 30% of our student body is actually participating in the summer program at the elementary school between the YMCA our kinder camp programs, as well as our science program. So we've got a great number of our students that are participating. We've got a large group of students, I think a little over 50%, almost 60% of our students will be participating in railroad camp coming up this summer as well. So we're doing a lot of great things for kids here at the school, and that goes back to having a very supportive Board of Education and community to help us facilitate those programs. You'll notice we've got Kate with us this evening, despite the fact she doesn't really start until August. She's been in and kind of keeping things moving forward for us in the business office. I greatly appreciate that. And welcome to your first, well, really not official, but official, unofficial Board of Education. I made mention when I first came in, I don't know if you heard me, but I thanked Matt at the Whitehall Times for a really nice editorial. In regard to our state audit, we did extremely well in our audit comparatively to the districts in the surrounding communities that have been hit with issues, major issues with fund balance, with procedures, with policies, spending policies, et cetera. Our audit showed no material weaknesses, so they did a revenue enhancement audit with us and found a couple of ways that we can better improve our billing practices and procedures with Medicaid. The recommendations that were provided to us, we immediately took into effect. We reached out to our third-party biller as well as our outside providers of occupational therapy and physical therapy. We were made whole for the monies that had been lost, and we have new policies and procedures in place to make sure that those issues don't happen in the future. Instead of simply, you know, casting dispersions on a school district, the Whitehall Times has always been very, education-centered and very school-focused, recognized that we were doing hard work here in the district, and we've done a lot of good things, and put a very nice editorial together. This evening I'm going to be asking, as I had shared a couple of times, that the board take action on the Whitehall Teacher Association contract. The teachers ratified it before the end of the school year. As I've shared, the contract cuts legacy costs for the district, making some changes in our health insurance that reduce future costs for the school district. And it actually gives us additional funds to help infuse into the teacher contract, which helps with recruitment and retention of teachers and hopefully gets us away from the cycle of training teachers, working hard with them for, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 years to get them where we want them to be, only to have them leave us. In addition, and most beneficially for our students, the contract also gives us 80 minutes after school or before school of student support services. So I'm very pleased with the outcome of the contract. I think that's all I have.
Okay. Now we're moving on to all the items requiring board action, and the first one on the list is approval of board minutes.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of June 17, 2019 and June
1,
2019.
July.
July.
Okay, so it's June, but we say July.
Okay. So, Mr. LaChapelle, second.
Second.
Mr. Dudley, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next on the docket is our approval of CSE, CPSE minutes.
I would like to ask the board to take action to approve the CSE, CPSE minutes of April 10, 16, and 17, as well as May 21 and 28.
Have a motion for that?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second?
Second.
Ms. Green?
Yeah.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is allocation of unassigned fund balance resolution.
Each year at the end of the school year when the books are closed, the Board of Education is asked to take action to ensure that the fund balance that exists within the school district does not exceed a 4% maximum cap that's set by the state of New York. With that said, I would ask that the Board of Education approve the following resolution, that the Board of Education of the Whitehall Central School District authorize the funding of district-approved reserves with the excess of 4% from the unassigned fund balance. As of June 30, 2019, the allocation of such fund balance will be determined subsequent to the June 30, 2019 and prior to setting of the tax levy.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, a second.
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And next we're on to the...
I'm going
to
say thank you for that. We're setting aside money again for our capital project moving forward, as well as money that's going to go into the TRS reserve, which was just recently approved by the state.
Fortunately, we got the funds to do what we need to do. The WTA contract.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the WTA contract. With your approval, we'll have a contract drafted and
LaChapelle, second. Mrs. Green, any discussion?
I'm going to have to abstain on this vote, which is not going to give you enough to ratify the contract.
That's right.
No, it's not.
What's the impact of just bumping this to August?
Well, the impact will be the health insurance, which we are set to make the change effective August 1st. So we would have four Board of Education members. We may have to have a special meeting in advance of August 1st.
So let's talk about that.
I've gone until the 29th. I'll be back on the 30th. So okay. You know, until after the 30th.
Okay. How do you guys look at the end of the month?
Maybe. I'll be late, but I'll be here.
We'll start at 6 until it's 5:30.
So, Pat, I'll get you after this.
Yeah, we'll get together.
Today, we'll put a note out, make sure we have five people who are available for that.
I mean, it could even be, you know, a quick morning meeting.
Five people other than Frank.
Yes.
He's already paid off.
It's going to be the same thing as science.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay.
I'll give you a call tomorrow. We'll figure something out.
Okay, sounds good. Next is the approval of free and reduced meal / milk 2019-20 application.
Each year, the district needs to send out a mailing to all of our families in regard to actual meal pricing, free and reduced lunch applications, as well as our milk pricing for each school year. So we're asking for your approval to send out that mailing. We're making no changes to the cost of our meals.
I have a motion.
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do I have a second?
Second.
Mrs. Green, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up is our resignations. We have a list. Is anybody against reading all these together?
Okay. Unfortunately, we're losing a stellar health teacher in Chelsea Morse. She's done an outstanding job for us. Unfortunately, she has obtained a position in a district closer to her home, so we're going to be losing her as a result. We're asking Judy to offer her resignation as a member of the WTA and hopefully getting your approval, or actually we already received your approval, to appoint her as a building principal. Andrea Maynard, who has been with us for a year as one of our high school guidance counselors, and she was offered the opportunity to complete a PhD program in Ireland. And how do you say no to that? So tonight we'll be asking for your approval for another candidate for that position. And Jamie McLaughlin has been a TA for us in the DL lab and has done a very nice job with our students, and she is starting grad school.
Okay, so it's going to be lonely at the top. So we have a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second?
Second.
Who's second? Mr. Dudley. Any discussion?
It's his first night. Give him a break.
I don't know if it was a shot at you, Chris, or was it her? I'm not sure.
And we have, next up, we have an appointment for SEND.
Yes, in error, we appointed Abby Novak to the fifth grade Battle of the Books position. She is actually doing third grade, so we approved her for 3 and 5.
Sure she doesn't want to do 3 and 5?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she can't do them all at the same time.
We
did find someone who can do fifth, so we just need to rescind her fifth grade, so we've got the third grade straightened out.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, a second.
Okay.
Green's hand went up. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Science camp appointment.
We don't have a quorum for that.
Okay.
That'll be back for our special meeting.
It's the second year of our science camp. Very successful last year. Kids love it. So we're looking forward to running that again when we are able to get enough board members to vote.
Okay. Frank, you know this person?
I do. I've got time.
We'll reschedule that as well. We'll probably do that at the same time. And next, we're up to appointments. Again, we have several. Is anybody opposed to reading all these together? Mr. D.
Okay, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the following individuals to the following positions. Mr. Peter LaRose, the position of substitute bus driver. I'd also like to recommend Angie Greeno to a 16-week probationary appointment as account clerk, principal secretary at the junior senior high school, as well as Heather Morcombe to the position of account clerk typist at the elementary school, also in a 16-week probationary appointment. I'd like to recommend Mrs. Suzanne Moon to the position of high school guidance counselor. She has all of her paperwork submitted to the state education department. Everything is in. I've already spoken with certification. Her paperwork needs to sit there for 2 weeks before I can officially request it to be expedited, meaning looked at in a more expeditious manner than they usually do. So we've got those dates in our calendar, you know, to make that request. But all of her paperwork is in, and we don't anticipate any issues. I'd also like to recommend Mr. Pete Casertino to the position of Special Patrol Officer, i.e. our SRO position for this 19-20 school year. Melissa Beebe to the position of Substitute Teacher Aide and Bus Aide. Would you like me to stop there, Mike, and do athletics next, or would you like to?
Yeah, I think we can break that up. Sure.
Okay.
So do I have a motion for those initial appointments? Mr. Dudley, a second. Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And now the athletic firm.
Okay, we have a series of coaches that we're hoping to be able to appoint for fall of 2019. Darren Eggleston as assistant varsity football. Bob Deichel, assistant varsity football. Justin Millett, assistant varsity football. And Kevin Gibo, assistant varsity football. Nicole Hughes to JV soccer. Paul Gould to modified soccer. Chris Fowler to modified golf. And Paul Ferguson to cross country.
Is that PJ?
I'm sorry?
PJ?
Is that PJ?
No, it's his son.
It's PJ. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we also have listed here Amanda Heckman to serve as our 5-6 girls intramural soccer coach, Taya Giroux to fifth grade Battle of the Books, replacing our heir with Abby Novak, and Jody Lalone to peer helpers for the 19-20 school year.
I have a motion to approve these appointments.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, I have a second.
Second, yeah.
Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? I assume that these are obviously all, you know, qualified.
Yes.
The list is just horrendous to be qualified.
Yeah, yeah. It's a process for people to get their certifications as a coach.
Okay, that's awesome. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up, we have an interesting class of 2021 junior prom proposal.
Yeah, our class of 2021 has put together an interesting, as you said, proposal for prom. Looks like a great opportunity for our students, but they're also seeking a bit of a change in the procedures that have been utilized here in the district previously, so I've asked Jeff to speak to those changes.
So previously, during our time here, all the students in high school, grades 9 through 12, are allowed to buy prom tickets, and with that comes 9th, 10th graders attending prom, and essentially what happens is the junior class raises money and they end up paying for prom, and they end up paying for essentially all the other classes to have prom. What our the junior class for this year would like to do is to make a change where only juniors and seniors are allowed to purchase tickets to the prom for themselves and their dates to attend. The junior class does have quite a bit of money. They feel like if we do this, all of our juniors will be able to attend prom for free next year. The seniors will be able to attend at very minimal cost currently by allowing everyone to buy prom tickets. Sometimes prom tickets, even though the junior classes raise money, by the time you pay for all the other kids in the classes who don't contribute, kids spend $60 per prom ticket sometimes, which is pretty expensive for the kids in this community. And the other thing is that they have enough money, if they feel like if they do that, they could charter a bus to prom. If the kids would like to take a chartered bus for free as well and then take school transportation back. Currently, we don't have all those options available to us to send kids to prom for free as juniors or for little money to no money as seniors, and we don't have enough money. The classes usually don't for charter transportation because of when you add on those extra kids, you're paying those venue sites extra money for those things. And the venue costs are always well beyond, obviously, what we charge students for prom tickets. With that being said, I've talked to not just Mr. Stutz and Ms. Chekla, I've talked to several class advisors who all felt like that they would benefit from that and that their burden to raise so much money every year would be lessened by doing so. So they already have a proposal and booked a date for the boathouse next year and have it set up. And if you look at the proposal, you can see the costs that they have and already have more than double of that saved as a class. That would allow those kids to go for free.
And would you speak to the other dance that the students presently in ninth and grade 10?
Yeah, so what kind of happens is when kids all have the opportunity to go to prom and buy tickets, it kind of loses luster for them when they become juniors to go to prom. And then we have a spring fling dance every year that all the kids are allowed to go to. So, and that is a money fundraiser for student council. So then it, you know, kids spend their money and they go to prom and stuff, and then we get very few kids, if any, in the high school. They go to spring fling, and it kind of turns into a junior high dance. And that hurts directly our student council. And student council donates a lot to the student body for Peace Week, and they donate a lot of money for scholarships and different things to where sometimes they're just barely breaking over even because of the kids' opportunity to go to both dances.
Okay. So someone's made some questions, but let's get somebody want to make the motion first?
I'll make the motion, Chair.
Chris, second?
Second.
Paul Chappelle, any discussion? I guess the one question I have is just, you see this as being an annual thing, just a one-time thing, and it's kind of an economic
I think that it will really honestly depend on how well it goes this year, because the biggest question we all had when we talked about it as a group is wanting to see, so this particular class of juniors financially is really well off with the amount that they've raised, but we want to see how many kids this year attend prom. So other classes may not be able to raise as much money as this year's junior class, and sometimes we may need the extra kids. Yeah. Depending on how many kids attend this one, that number will be a good baseline for the other classes to say, yeah, we can continue to support this, or yeah, that worked for them, but we know it's not going to work for us in the future. And we're fortunate with this year's junior class that if we're going to give it a chance, they can afford to do it for sure.
Yeah, it makes sense. Any of the teachers, everybody's all on board.
It's exciting because, you know, like our neighbors, Hartford, so they only do prom every other year. And the juniors and seniors raise money to host it together. But I think we'll add some of that, you know, prestige back to being able to go to prom. Versus right now, if you're a ninth grader, you can just buy a prom ticket every year and go. So it's supposed to be a junior prom, but it's not really a junior prom by a long shot.
So if you're a junior or a senior, you can buy a ticket.
Right, and buy a ticket for you and you and your date.
You've got a ninth grader, right, a 10th grader, that's your date for, you know, whatever year. Yeah.
Versus right now, I'll get ninth graders who are dating an eighth grader, and they'll buy a ticket for themselves, and the eighth grader will go too. Like.
So it's going to be, a discussion every year, it sounds like, going forward.
Well, like I said, I think this will be the best test. This is the best opportunity to really test it and see how those numbers will or won't work.
Gives them motivation to raise more money than they have that option.
Yeah, my ladies' class decided they want to do the class. That's a good deal.
Yeah. It's their problem. Mm-hmm. It might be less babysitting, so to speak.
Well, you are right about that if you ever attend a prom. But I think the good news is, too, you hit it on the head. So we've done that with graduation. I meet with those kids every year to kind of let them do something different at their graduation because it's their graduation. It's nice to let the kids have a little bit of say in what they might want to do for their prom, too.
Okay. Makes sense. Anybody else? Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I thought the changes they made for prom were really well, by the way. Worked good.
Now we're up to some disposals. Looks like some of those should go in the museum or something.
Well, yeah, we are trying to cull the herd a little bit that we have here on campus, and we do have a series of items that we are looking to dispose of. We've got a couple of sets of World Book encyclopedias from 91 or 92 through 93.
That's when I graduated.
And the teacher desk around the library table that are certainly well beyond their usual lives.
Do we have a motion to take care of our relics?
Yeah.
Mr. Dudley, and a second?
Second.
Mr. Barber, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Put them in a time capsule.
Next up is our AASBA dates for the 2019-2020 year.
District-wide safety plan?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's even bigger. Yeah, district-wide safety plan. That was pretty extensive.
Yep, so we've shared in your packets the district-wide safety plan for your review. Prior to the actual adoption, we need to have it on the district website for 30 days. So the motion for actual approval will be at the August agenda. We just wanted to make sure that this was brought to your attention and you're all well aware that it was in existence. to piggyback on that, same with the Adirondack Area School Board's dates. Those dates are in your packets, and as the meetings come forward next year, if folks want to attend, we'll make sure we have the ability to attend those meetings.
Okay, I guess that brings us up to any visitor or public comments pursuant to tonight's agenda. And anything at all? I guess last but not least, in adjourned, I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Got a second.
Second.
You were saying, you
had
a second.
Second. Maybe it was a first and a second.
What's that? Yeah.
Mr. Barber. Okay. Any discussion, of course, now? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.